So we're here with E&D President Robbie Bach, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So, you know, there's never been a better time for the consumer as far as technology. I mean, we have new form factors this year. We've got new paradigms, input paradigms. We've got new opportunities. What do you think consumers are going to be most drawn to this year?
Well, I think the things consumers are most drawn to are things that enable them to have more fun or, if they're a productivity type person, get more things done. And so what you're seeing is a lot of new technology, which in and of itself is cool, but not relevant to the broad consumer. What they care about is things that make their experience more enjoyable or enable them to get more things done. So you look in our lineup, things like Zoom HD is fun, enjoyable, but has some amazing technology. I could talk to you about OLED screens and capacitive touch and, you know, great service and all this other stuff. Consumer just says, oh, wow, it's fun, it's cool. I get to listen to my music, I can see videos, I got podcasts, there's some games there. That's exciting. The same is true in Xbox. We have this Natal, Project Natal, amazing technology, but the consumer says, oh, anybody can play a game. How cool. So I think getting to those simple experiences where people go, oh, I got it. That's what consumers are looking for.
So there's a word that's been floating around Microsoft, and we've heard it a lot more lately, natural user interface,
sure.
Or NUI. What does NUI mean to consumers and to E&D?
Well, I think for consumers, it goes back to the idea of simplicity. Today, most of the way we interact with technology is not so simple. Right? Even things like you'd think the TV, well, look at most remotes. TV remotes are actually kind of complicated. They're hard to use. You know, think about a game console. If you grew up with a controller in your hand, it's actually really easy. If you didn't, it's actually quite complicated. The PC does a great job of this, but even there, you have a mouse and a keyboard, and you've got direction keys, and you know there's plenty to work on. So for us, NUI is interacting with technology in the most natural way possible. That can be voice, it can be touch, it can be multi-touch. There's all kinds of different motion. There's all kinds of different ways for people to do that, but it's the way you and I interact naturally in life. Mm-hmm. And the closer we can get our technology interface to working that way, the better off we are. Now, Microsoft, of course, wants to turn this into a three-letter acronym that sounds really nifty called NUI.
Yeah.
The consumer just says, oh, it's easy and natural.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
So Xbox seems to be on a roll this year.
Sure.
We saw some stuff at the Video Game Awards. It was very good news for Xbox. What's your thinking on Xbox going into 2010?
Well, as we look to, you know, over the next 12 months, I think, you know, it has potential to be one of our biggest years yet. Certainly with Project Natal coming in that year, we've got Halo Reach that year. The full game console lineup of titles looks spectacular. Xbox Live is going to continue to grow. I think we really have a good rhythm. When you get the right combination of great content, a great social service like Xbox Live, and then you have this whole new way of thinking about gaming called Natal, which is natural, which is easy, and which is broad and works for all consumers, I think that has the potential to be magic. Still a lot of work for us to do, but I think there's tremendous potential there.
Yeah, and with Natal, people seem to be already flooding the zone on the types of things that they want to do with it.
Sure.
That goes far beyond what we're even considering right now.
Right.
So, you know, does it... It also seems likely that we're just as likely to use business apps on a Zoom as we are to use our Windows mobile phone for, you know, entertainment things like games and music. Is there a blurring of the lines between business and entertainment devices?
Well, you sort of raise sort of two types of things. One, in terms of Natal, there's a lot of creativity we're going to unleash.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to start it in the context of Xbox, but even in the context of Xbox, it's not just going to be about games. It will be a much broader context for people. People will think about that as entertainment, not just about games. When you then spread to the idea of the blurring of lines between productivity and entertainment, certainly that's happening. You know, take the phone space where people don't have a business phone and a personal phone. They just have a phone. And they expect it to work for their lifestyle. That's not going to change things in the sense that we'll still have products that are designed for productivity and products that are designed for entertainment. Mm-hmm. But it does say that we have to have devices, environments, PCs, phones, game consoles, etc., that are able to span those lives and do that in a great way. The secret to that is the work we're doing in our cloud-based services. Because you can access them at work, you can access them at home, you can use them for entertainment, you can use them for productivity. It's a common denominator, if you will, that flows across the entire business.
So one of our biggest strengths as a company is that we often support a wide range of devices. And probably one of the biggest challenges as a company is that we support a wide range of devices. So where do we find the balance as a company, and how do we ensure a good, consistent, good user experience?
Well, I think the first thing you have to recognize when you discuss that topic is you have to realize we're not talking about hundreds of thousands of people. We're not talking about millions of people, but we literally are talking about billions of people who use our products. And it's that type of scope and scale that we approach every problem with. And that requires deep research, deep thought. It also requires choice. It requires us to create opportunities to service a lot of different needs. And so it's a place where Microsoft's scale really does make us unique. And our ability from long-term research all the way up to what we're doing to bring things to consumer to actually reach a scale where we can say, hey, we're doing products for billions. That to me is a big point. The second thing when you're trying to make those trade-offs between choice, enough choice, too much choice, how does that work, is you have to go back to the consumer experience. To us, the consumer has to be at the center and is at the center of everything we've done. That's always been the way we've done things. And when we focus on the consumer experience, magic happens. I mean, Windows 7 is, to me, a perfect example. It literally is a product that's designed for billions. Mm-hmm. And so much of it was based around what do people want to do with our product. Put people at the center, make sure we service those needs, make sure we make the product people-centric, and the right things will happen. You know, we joke, you know, I'm a PC and I designed Windows 7. Well, that's actually the way we think about it. I mean, that's where the advertising comes from. It's the way our development team thinks about it and the type of work that we're trying to do. Final point on that is we really do focus on great ecosystems. You know, whether it's the PC, whether it's Xbox, whether it's our developer tools, you know, you can go into our non-consumer parts of our business as well. We focus on producing an environment where other people can make money and produce products and services. That's how you get the scale to reach to billions. That's how you get choice that is a powerful customer experience. So when we build these great ecosystems, great things happen. I think about Xbox as a personal example I've been most involved with. And much of our success on Xbox was good work that we did. But a significant amount of it was great work done by Activision and Electronic Arts and Ubisoft and Capcom and THQ and Take-Two Interactive and a bunch of other companies in the marketplace who produced amazing games on top of our technology. They made good money on that. We built a good marketplace. Consumers and benefited from a great gaming experience. That to me is the power of thinking about billions, focusing on consumers and customers, and then using an ecosystem to really deliver.
So with Sync, Windows 7, Zune, Windows Mobile, and now Natal, NUI is baked into just about everything we do. How did this happen?
Well, really, this is something we've been working on for 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
It starts back in our research group where we literally have sort of the technology equivalent of Lewis and Clark's who are out looking for and looking at new technologies, exploring new areas. It then goes into our program management group, our dev team, our testing team, and we then try to bring those technologies to market. And you're seeing that now really come to fruition. You see that coming to fruition in touch with Surface, touch on Windows 7, the work we're doing on Project Natal with voice and gesture on the television and on Xbox. And you really start to see all that early exploration bring back tremendous rewards. And, you know, this is a place where Microsoft really is different than any other company. Nobody else has the investment in pure research that we do. And that research group is driving tremendous innovation into what we're doing in the products. So that's sort of from the looking at it from the technology side. Now, if you switch gears and then think about it from the consumer side, what we're giving the consumers is a way to interact with technology that they've never had before. And, you know, the secret word to me here is natural, mm-hmm. right? This is the idea that I can do things that are a natural part of the way you and I interact and have the technology respond and do the right thing. That, to me, is a very powerful change. And I think you're going to see that roll forward into a lot of the different things that we do. And I think the final point I'd make about natural user interface is that it's not one thing, it's a set of things. We interact differently with different devices and different people in different ways, depending on the time, the context, and the rest. NUI is going to be exactly the same way. What will be natural, sometimes it'll be voice, sometimes it'll be touch, sometimes it'll be gesture, sometimes it'll be something else. And our job is to make that work in an appropriate way for the consumer right out of the gate.
So we've had some really good feedback this year with Zune HD, Windows 7, of course, and,
right.
and Time Magazine, you know, Project Natal, the invention, one of the inventions of the year.
Right.
What's 2010 look like?
Well, as good as 2009 has been, I think 2010 is going to be a seminal year for us. If I look at the roadmap, both of what we've announced and what we haven't announced, yeah. I think 2010 is going to be a spectacular year. First of all, just start on the PC. Windows 7 is going to continue to build momentum. You see more and more applications, more and more services, incredibly great devices. I think that's on an amazing trajectory through the year. If you look at what we've done with Zune HD, that's going to stay on a strong trajectory. We now have Zune on portable devices on Zune HD, on the PC, and on the TV, so it's our first three-screen service. It's very exciting. We see that. And then you look at what we have coming in the Xbox space with Project Natal, which I think is going to revolutionize how people think about the gaming business and actually turn it into an interactive entertainment business. I think we're finally going to get there where people can break the mold of gaming and get to real entertainment. We're doing some great work on Xbox Live, Halo Reach, and a fantastic lineup of games. We've got some great work going on in the mobile space. I just think 2010 for us will be a watershed year. I think it'll be the best consumer year perhaps that the company's ever done. I left off our second largest consumer product. We've got a new generation of Office coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that maybe gets people aren't focused on yet because we're still sort of recovering from, you know, the Windows 7 work and all that stuff. Office is a huge release and a great product. So add all that up, it's a full year for what Microsoft has to offer.
So we've got an announcement this year at CES about Xbox Game Room.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Game Room in some ways is sort of a retro approach.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, there's a generation of people, sort of my advanced mature age, who grew up with a set of games like Centipede that, you know, are favorites. They look almost like casual fun games today. At the time, they were high-end, edgy games. And so Game Room was the idea of bringing that back to the market and bringing that to a very broad audience. And I think what we're going to find is when people can get 30 or more of these types of games, they're going to love it for the experience. And it's not just you and I that are going to love it. Even the people who would call themselves hardcore gamers are going to say, oh, wow, this is fun, in a retro way. It's sort of like my daughter going to watch Journey, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, that was a band that was playing when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's a cool band, and I like the music.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to have the same phenomenon with Game Room, where I'm going to enjoy the games, and they're going to think it's cool. And I think that's very powerful.
So you always seem to be having fun at CES.
Right.
What are you looking forward to most this year?
Well, I think the exciting part of CES for me is getting a chance to watch people interact with what we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's mostly about the response. Walking the show floor is all fine, and you know, seeing how big the screen is in the Samsung or LG booth or the Sony booth or whatever, that's always interesting, interesting fodder. But the more important thing for me is just watching what consumers are attracted to and watching them take some of the things in our booth and play with them and seeing that reaction. And it's when you see that instant moment of recognition, that connection point. You know, for me, it's when somebody, I was going to say picks up a Natal controller, but you don't even do that. When somebody jumps into a Natal game, I get that instant spark. That's what, to me, makes CES special.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us today.
I appreciate it. It was fun.